Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett Family Resort down on Houston County Lake, and Texas-raised hunting products, makers of the cover scent and attractants that Larry and I use.
Well, folks, you know, we have been doing a lot of fishing talk, and deer hunting is going strong. You know, you've heard me talk about hunting up on the Dale River Ranch and all that. What we've not talked about and what we've kind of overlooked is upland bird hunting. Now, Mr. Matt Brown is a good friend of mine. I've known Matt for a long time. S.M. Brown Game Bird Ranch up near Nakona, Texas, which is from Dallas. It's not that far, you know, as a reference point. But Matt's going to be with us. We're going to be talking about hunting up at his place for upland birds. Matt, thank you, buddy, for being here.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me this morning, Luke.
Oh, it's always good to be with you. And I'd like to kind of set the stage, folks, for all my friends listening. Now, Bob Hood, who you hear, I still write about Bob a lot and talk about him. He was one of my great friends. Bob and I shared a lot of good times in the outdoors together. Bob was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for 43 years. Matt and shared a great friendship with Bob. The three of us were great friends. And Bob had been to, years back, he introduced me to Mr. Matt Brown, to this Game Bird Ranch up there. And I've had lots of fun times up there. So, Matt, I thought that would kind of set the stage. We have had some great times hunting quail and chucker and pheasant up there, you and I and Bob, in the past years, haven't we?
Yes, sir. He's greatly missed. He was a dear friend, both of us, and definitely a great outdoor conservationist and writer and friend.
You bet. I do all I can to keep the newer generation tuned in to what Bob did, and he was a special guy.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Talk about hunting quail. And folks, Matt is a bird dog trainer deluxe. I mean, he's had and got some bird dogs up there that if you like to watch a good pointer or setter at work, he's got them. Tell us about your hunts, Matt, how they unfold. And you've been in business a long time, and I know you've got a passion for hunting the upland birds, you know.
Yes, sir. I've been a avid quail hunter, bird hunter my entire life since I was a little young kid growing up in New Mexico, and done a lot of hunting, you know, Kansas. Used to do a lot of hunting in Mexico before it got too dangerous to go down there.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that because it's such a great place to go hunt. But I've always had a bird dog or two my whole life growing up and training them, and I've kind of now my biggest passion as far as dogs go is probably my pointing labs. I've had some great pointing labs. You might or might not remember Sassy.
I do.
But she was probably one of the greatest bird dogs of any breed that I ever hunted over or raised or anything. And so, you know, and then when right here where I live, my great-grandfather homesteaded here after the Civil War, and I've been here for 40 years now. And at one time we had, I think, right along the Red River here was as good of wild bird quail hunting as there was anywhere in the United States. But like a lot of places, you know, we've seen our bobwhite quail populations just plummet, and it's a sad thing because a lot of young kids growing up, you know, where you and I had the opportunity to grow up hunting quail, you know, a lot of younger kids now, you know, don't have that opportunity. And so that's the main reason I started doing what I'm doing or been doing about, I guess we've been going on about 25 years now. And I wanted to make a place where families could come and kids could come and I could, you know, share what God has blessed me with, you know, with other people, and have had a great, I guess I could say that's kind of been my ministry in life.
Well, I tell you what, it's all, you've done a good job, Matt, and I want our friends to know about you up there near Nakona, folks. It's, what, 12 minutes from downtown?
I'm exactly 15 miles straight north of Nocona, Texas.
That's it.
Right on the banks of the Red River.
Matt, and Matt's ranch is on the banks of the river. Matt, I want to say something about, as an old outdoor writer for the past 30 years, I've hunted a lot. By a lot, I'm going to say maybe 10 different upland bird hunting operations. And hunting there with you is as close to the real deal. And by the real deal, I'm talking about what you were talking about years back when we had lots of wild quail. It's not a windrow operation, folks, where you, and Matt, you probably know where I'm going with this.
Yes, sir.
But it's not where the dog walks up to a bush and he knows to point because there's going to be a quail there, you know.
Yes.
It's not like that, folks. It's as close to hunting wild birds as I found, put it that way. And then tell us about, say, a hunt, people driving up from East Texas or, you know, wherever they're at, they could easily drive up to Nocona and have it planned with you. How would the hunt unfold? I think that'll help a lot of people.
Well, we try to run hunts, a morning hunt or an afternoon hunt. Morning hunt would run from 9 to noon, and an afternoon hunt would run from 2 to 5. And, you know, I mean, it's 3 hours, and we hunt. I mean, it's not like just getting out and, you know, driving your golf cart to the putting green and, you know.
Right. I've been there. I know.
and of course, I think that's what separates us from a lot of places. And, you know, even though our stalker birds, you know, are outstanding birds, you know, they still face the same things in the wild that the wild birds do, you know, with the predation and
yep.
and hawks and this, that, and the others, you know, which you will see. I mean, and so, but it just, it gives a sense of, oh, I don't know, it gives me a sense of warmness to be able to, you know, because there's not really, unless you've experienced like a Bob White covey rise, I don't know, it just, when those birds get up and explode, it's like, I can't really explain it. It's like nothing that you've ever experienced before, and it never gets old.
I know. I think anybody that's ever walked up behind a good pointer or setter and you know what's going to happen, you just don't know how it's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
Or when. Yeah, or which direction, you know. But, yeah, hunting upland birds, so many young people, I know this for a fact, so many young folks have never experienced that. And I had an old, grew up in Red River County, and that's down the Red River from you, you know, north of Clarksville. That's where I'm from.
Yes, sir.
And back in the 60s when I was a boy learning how to, I had a bird, wasn't a prize winning bird dog, but he would point, old Toller. And, you know, I grew up shooting quail, and we, that was a big food source for us. I mean, I'd bring in some quail. That was a big deal. But folks can. They can give you a call, and we want to connect everybody with you, Matt. And any way you want them to connect, a website, a phone number. Folks, you might want to think about jotting down a number Matt will give you. Matt Brown up at Nocona. And I highly recommend Matt's place. It's you will have a good time, and you'll shoot some birds, and you'll see some primo bird dog action when you get up there. Matt, what's a good way for them to call you and, you know, talk and make arrangements
with
you?
Well, of course,
you?
We have a website, which they can contact me through my website, which is www.smbrowngamebirdranch.com.
Okay, let me repeat that. www.smbrowngamebirdranch.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. Yep.
And then the other way they can call me on my ranch phone, which is 940-966-3241.
Also, Matt, and you know something I just happened to think about. I am continually getting calls about where could I go. I don't have a deer lease. I know you're not into the deer hunting business, but I don't know, is there a chance that there might be some, you know, hunting opportunities for deer up there?
Yes, sir. We decided probably to do two or three deer hunts this year. There's some huge deer up here on the Red River, and we, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have any deer.
Now they're.
It seems like they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's, and it's known for some. I've seen some big old monsters up in that country too. Well, Matt, let's leave the number one more time, and then I'll get you back here in the near future, and we'll talk some more bird hunting. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Folks, Matt's going to leave his number in case you didn't get it. So how do they call you, buddy?
940-966-3241.
Matt, thank you very much for being with us, and I look forward to talking to you real soon.
I appreciate it, and God bless.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867. Folks, this is Luke. I want to tell you about an awesome place that I've discovered, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, right there on Highway 19, just north of Canton Trade Days. Some cottages that are really remote, private. What happens, you park your car in the front and you're escorted back to your remote cabin on the property. So there's not any traffic buzzing around like in a lot of campgrounds. MillCreekRanchResort.com is the website. There's 8 stocked lakes for you to fish. It's catch and release fishing, and I know of one 9.5-pound bass that was caught there. 9-hole disc golf that a lot of kids like to play. It's become very popular. Hayride, spas, a camp store, paddle boats, lot to do there. The best way to learn more about Mill Creek Ranch Resort is simply go online, MillCreekRanchResort.com, and check them out. Remember those RV spots. If you want to come up Northeast Texas and headquarters somewhere, don't think you'll find a better place.